The entire coastline of Connecticut along the Long Island Sound was deluged last night as high winds and tides from Superstorm Sandy swept through. The Long Island Sound flooded city streets and towns. Trees toppled onto power lines. More than 600,000 utility customers were out of power, and two people have died. We've reached the mayor of one of those communities, Bridgeport, Connecticut, population about 150,000 people. And Bill Finch joins us on the line. After, I'm guessing, Mayor Finch, that you have had a long night without sleep. Tell us about it.
Well, we have been wrestling many first responders without sleep. Thanks to the governor, he did send us an additional little bit of reinforcements with about 100 National Guardsmen who have been helping to control perimeters where flooding has occurred and access to the public is going to be prohibited. But that was a little bit of a godsend because, as you point out, people were getting very tired and been on double shifts and whatnot. So that was very helpful.
Well, what were you saying all last night at the worst of this storm?
The tidal surge was very, very significant, unlike anything we'd experienced before. And I'm driving around the city now, and I'm just noticing all of the yellow horses that have been put up to prohibit people from going into areas that have flooded. The good thing about this storm is that because most of the public, no one knows for sure how many, did heed the warning. I know the governor was a little bit upset with those that it hadn't, but our experience in Bridgeport was that Irene prepared them for this kind of condition. They understood that the water's coming up and, firemen will be zipping around your house in a boat. That's nothing you want to be.
And where did people go? I get obviously higher ground.
The thing that always puzzled us is where they could go, but we know there's about 1,000 in our shelters. We've opened up 4 schools as shelters, about 1,000 people there. Excuse me?
Yes, go ahead. We can hear you.
There's about 1,000 people in shelters, and it's funny, I was talking to our youth explorer post at that from the police department. They were lending a hand at the shelters the first night, and I said, hey, you guys know anybody in this flood area? You got to get on my cell phone and call them, and they just sort of laughed and said, our cousins are all asleep at home in our beds up high in higher ground, and they're all out of their apartments in the lower ground. So people here did respond, I think, very well. And as the sunlight comes up this morning, we're then going to be left to assess the physical damage. But as I emphasized through the whole thing, we didn't want any loss of life or injuries, and it appears as though, we'll hold our breath for a while. It appears as though we dodged that condition again.
Well, we just have a few seconds here, but the coastline there facing the sound, it's an important piece of the I-95 corridor. Just very briefly, what are you seeing out there? Does it look like people can, get on the road again at a certain point?
Yeah, the roads that I've seen this morning are clear. We do have a large number of trees down. People need to exert caution, obviously, with down wires and down trees. But, Bridgeport's blessed with a lot of publicly owned land. We don't have mansions on our coastline as other towns do that are going to be very difficult to replace. We have beautiful homestead parks, and
right.
So I think it's a blessing.
Mayor Bill Finch of Bridgeport, Connecticut, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And you are listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.